USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. As Democrats sort through the wreckage of their loss in Virginia, a familiar feeling is creeping over the dwindling number of rural officials left in the party. They've seen this show before. Republican Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin's performance in the suburbs, where he clawed back ground former President Donald Trump and the GOP had lost in recent elections, got the most attention before and after election night.
Independents actually support us by double digits, and folks run across the aisle and been endorsed by people who never endorsed Republicans before. And it is just so humbling to watch all this happen.
An appeals court ruled on Saturday to temporarily halt President Biden's coronavirus vaccine mandate for businesses with 100 employees or more. The ruling came from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a challenge to the mandate. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Bill Gates had a message during his sit-down interview with Jeremy Hunt, former Secretary of State for Health and Social Care and current UK Chair of the Health Select Committee. World leaders should prepare for bioterrorist attacks.
You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that? There's naturally caused epidemics, and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today.
In attendance at COP26 on Tuesday, Gates warned international authorities that bioterrorism is imminent and the best course of action is to play germ games, Sky News reported. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi survived an alleged assassination attempt on Sunday, local time, two Iraqi officials told the Associated Press. Seven of the Prime Minister's security guards were wounded in the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Chinese spy is convicted in a U.S. court in a first-of-its-kind case.
Yan Junshu, the first Chinese intelligence officer to ever be extradited to the U.S., convicted in Ohio Friday of trying to steal GE's trade secrets. The Justice Department says Xu tried to steal information on GE Aviation's composite aircraft fan. The charges date back 8 years to when Xu paid aviation experts to fly to China to give university lectures. In one case, a GE engineer from Cincinnati brought secret company documents with him. That engineer then helped the FBI arrest Xu in Belgium 3 years ago. Xu could get up to 60 years in prison. An FBI official says this should be a wake-up call. China is practicing state-sponsored economic espionage to steal American technology to benefit their economy and military. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Illegal immigrant families who were separated during the Trump administration after crossing the border should be paid, President Biden said Saturday.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea.
The Biden administration is currently negotiating a settlement with the ACLU and other legal groups who represent illegal immigrants separated during the Trump administration. The Department of Justice has confirmed to news outlets. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.